You're listening to SBS News.
Stay-at-home orders will come into force from midnight for people in New South Wales who live or work in Woollahra, Waverley, Randwick and the City of Sydney Council areas. They won't be able to leave their home for a week except for essential purposes, including work or education, shopping, providing care or outside exercise. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says without a lockdown, new infections could continue to emerge for weeks.
This is really to make sure that we can prevent further spread, prevent further dislocation, and it does help us having school holidays. It might not help parents who otherwise had plans, but it certainly helps us that school isn't there and those drop-off and pick-up points and those other points of concentration aren't there.
There are now 65 cases linked to the Bondi cluster that erupted in the city's east last week. The stay-at-home orders are intended to act as a circuit breaker. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says they'll give contact tracers time to get on top of exposure sites.
Because of the growing number of venues, the fact that we've had confirmed transmission at a number of the venues, we need to reduce people's movement so by the time we're getting to them, they have had reduced the limited number of activities or sites that they've done.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has warned that police will be quick to hand out fines to people caught breaching public health orders.
Whilst we can't make laws against stupidity, we can actually remind individuals who are not inclined to keep themselves and therefore our community safe that there are some very substantial penalties.
The president of the Australian Medical Association says a targeted lockdown is not enough to contain the highly infectious Delta variant that's circulating. Omar Khorshid says stay-at-home orders for all Sydneysiders are needed to stop further transmission.
The Delta virus is different. It is being transmitted far more easily, and everyone has acknowledged that it is different. Sydney has not faced this before, and that means a different approach is required.
In Queensland, the Brisbane cluster has grown by 2 cases to 7, but all cases are linked and believed to be the less infectious Alpha variant. Victoria's health minister says he's confident that 2 new local cases of workers at a dry cleaners in Sandringham will not lead to rampant further infections. But Martin Foley says people must continue to adhere to health measures.
The best thing you can do to give our public health team the confidence to stay ahead of this, to allow us to keep the ease of restrictions that we've got in place for the forthcoming school holiday period, is to get tested with the slightest of symptoms. Secondly, check in everywhere, every time.
After months of demands for more federal action on purpose-built quarantine facilities, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has approved a 1,000-bed hub at Mickleham in Melbourne's north. 500 beds will be available by the end of the year. He's rejected Queensland's push for a hub near Toowoomba, but raised the prospect of using the Damascus Barracks, 5 kilometres from Brisbane Airport. Mr Morrison has also written to the West Australian Premier, proposing 2 federally owned sites in Perth. But Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says hotel quarantine would continue to be the mainstay.
Despite the challenges, our Medi-Hotel systems across the country have worked well. More than 380,000 returning citizens have come through those Medi-Hotels, more than 99.9% of them successfully, safely managed.
A virus-infected Victorian couple whose road trip sparked a COVID scare in 2 states have been fined $1,000 each by New South Wales Police. The pair, aged in their 40s, left their Melbourne home during a lockdown and travelled through regional New South Wales to Queensland, stopping at more than a dozen venues. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.